Blog Talk Radio.
Well, God bless you and welcome again. This is Doctrine of Truth. I'm your host, Bishop Poole. We're always happy to have you here. Amen. We welcome you because our desire is to bring the truth on grassroots level. Amen. Call the listeners, call your friends. Amen. Let them know, amen, that all the listeners here, amen, we share from a biblical experiences, and there's no one, amen, can give a bad answer because we're looking to grow thereby. We're just looking to grow, amen, because the Bible said out of mouth of two or three witnesses, let my word be established, amen. The subject we're discussing and this discussion is how to find help from God, how to find help from God. Father, we thank you, as always, for your your touch and your deliverance, and we thank you for the truth. You said we should know the truth, and once we know it, it will set us free. Amen. And Lord, we ask you to bless now, oh God, the subject and all that are coming and all that are praying and all those that are seeking answers, oh God, from this talk and for the inspiration that you give them, revelation, oh God, that you will be with them, like you said, always, even to the end of the world. And Lord, we bless those callers and the listeners that will pick up this program later on. In Jesus' name, we pray, amen, amen. And we thank God for you and you. And as our discussion, as always, we're designed that you can call in, to call a friend and tell a friend. Amen. They can call toll-free. And when they call toll-free, they can call 1-855-236-2252 or 1-347-215-8816. Amen. Then you press 1 on your phone. Amen. And someone will tap you in. And we always desire to just give out the last four digits and your area code. Amen. If you want to say your name, you can. But we are being recorded, amen, for your spiritual growth. Amen. Always, amen, always, we are asking for your desire as well as love for others that you share, amen, the time with them. How to get help from God. How to get help from God. Number one, as always, of course, You need to be in a part of the family of Christ. And when you become a part of the family of Christ and become a child of God, amen, you are in the family. And as you become the part of the family of God, and you have rights, and you have, amen, as well as benefits that God give us. He give us the authority. He give us the rights, amen, to become children of God and to walk this walk here on earth. And as we begin to walk this walk here on earth, to set up the kingdom of God and continue to retake what God has already given us from the garden. God has already built his kingdom, and he set up all the his rules and regulation through Adam and Eve. And through Adam and Eve, amen, God gave things to Adam and Eve to observe and to do. And those things that was he gave to observe and to do, amen, was stolen. And the things that God gave us that we can participate in, amen, the enemy had deceived that from the children of God. And we're discussing how to get those things back, actually. Amen. When you get help from God. And you have to realize God worked through people. God worked through people. He works through, amen, his creations that he had set up. Everything he created, God worked through those, his creation. And one book, Gospel according to John, the 15th chapter, amen, that the Lord had given me earlier, in the ministry, and I always share this with those that are here and everyone we talk to about the kingdom of God and about deliverance and about being victorious in Christ. Since Jesus died on the cross, all power has been given unto him for us and for all the saints. Amen. All the saints, when I say us, all the saints, amen, that living for him, the victory has been won. Everything has been given to the child and children of God. And we notice in St. John 15, Lord say, I am the true vine. My Father is the husbandman. Every branch in me that beareth fruit, not fruit, is taken away. And every branch that beareth fruit, he purges it, that it may bring forth more fruit. Now you are clean through the words which I have spoken unto you. Abide in me and I in you, as the branch cannot bear fruit of itself, except it abide in the vine. No more can ye, except ye abide in me. I am the vine, ye are the branches. He that abideth in me, and I in him, the same bringeth forth much fruit. For without me you can't do nothing. If a man abide not in me, he is cast forth as a branch, and is withered, and men gather them and cast them into the fire, and they are burned. If you abide in me, in my words, if you abide in me, in my words, abide in you, you shall ask what you will, and it shall be done unto you. Amen. Here is my Father glorified, that you bring forth much fruit, so ye shall be my disciples. Now, the Lord want us to abide in him. He want us to be, amen, involved in his work, involved in the upbuilding of the kingdom of God. And whatever we ask to find answers, to get help from God, amen, he willing to fund that. But he wants you to be a part of him. He wants you to be active in him. And in doing so, when you ask God something, be careful what you ask. Be careful what you ask. And being careful what you ask, be aware, amen, that we have an enemy. Amen. Be aware that the human race being attacked all the time, and the human race is not protected unless they have the salvation of the blood of Jesus on them. Because the deceiver, he's come to steal, kill, and he does not come, amen, like Jesus come. Jesus come that we might have life and might have it more abundantly. Amen. So when we are a part of the body of Christ, amen, we can get answers. According to Mark, Matthew's 7:7 says, seek and you'll find, knock and the door be open. So these are the things that God has given to his saints, how to get answers from him. Now, one thing I would like to lay out first in the history, amen, how the enemy, amen, and we as saints of God, we must be aware of the deception of Satan. We must have to be aware of, Paul had said in 2 Corinthians, the 2nd chapter, in the 11th verse, that we are not ignorant of his devices. Paul said that we are not ignorant of his devices. In the Amplified Version, amen, in the 2nd chapter of Corinthians, in the 11th verse, Amplified Version says that to keep Satan from getting the advantage of us, for we are not ignorant of his wiles and intentions. Amen. So we have to be aware. The New International Bible says, in the 11th verse of the 2nd chapter of Corinthians, amen, in order that Satan may not outwit us, for we are not unaware of his schemes. Now, the devil, his biggest weapon he have, and Jesus said so, after Jesus had destroyed, openly destroyed all his powers, and he rose from the dead, amen, Jesus said, be not deceived. Be not deceived. He's saying about the last days, be not deceived. Amen. And as well as during the time when he rose from the dead and all power, Jesus said, was given unto me in heaven and in earth. So those of us that's in Christ, 1 John 4:4 said, greater is he that is in me than he that is in the world. Saints of God, we need to practice and understand, amen, that when we seek out for God's help, we have to be careful about the devices that the enemy want to use against us to trick us, amen, like he did in the garden, like he did in the garden. And you say, oh, the devil's not, oh, I can't be tricked like Eve was in the garden. But listen, listen, listen now. Amen. Eve was deceived because of the fact the tricks that the enemy used, that we as children of God, and we have to be aware, amen, the devil used God's creation. He used, amen, the serpent against Eve. Amen. Eve was aware of the serpent, and she was aware. He was vocal. He walked around. Amen. He was aware he was in the garden. And when the enemy was kicked out in Revelation 20, in Revelation 12, and he came to make war after Michael had been evicting him from heaven, trying to do something, God, he thought he'd be able to overpower, amen, all the third part of the host. They thought because of, you know, they can overpower Michael and all of them, and amen, and he was evicted. He came to the earth. And I believe God made another third host, and I think there's no shortage in heaven. And he got to the earth, and he knew he had lost all his power, amen, in heaven. And he came down here to make war against God's people. And he didn't just walk in and grab Eve and Adam and throw them down and kick them. No, he could not get to Adam and Eve. He could not get to them. So what he had to do? He had to scheme his way. He had to find a vocal way to discuss with her. And he used the body of the serpent. So where we are, if when we begin to work and to look and to talk, amen, and help build in God's kingdom, because once you become a child of God, the Lord wants you to be able to move around the earth and around your community, around in your workplace, wherever you are, showing God's righteousness and winning people over to his work and to his kingdom, you begin to build up God's kingdom and tearing the enemy kingdom down. I heard a song say, Satan, we tearing your kingdom down. When people get saved, when people begin to come to Christ, you begin to help build up God's kingdom here on earth. And this is how God works. That's his will, for us to save others, to live upright and walk upright. But there are some tactics that the enemy is out to use. And Peter said in 1 Peter 5:8, be sober, be vigilant, because your adversary, the devil, is as a roaring lion walking about, seeking whom he may devour. Now, in the garden, he walking about, seeing who he can talk over, and he got Eve to go ahead and eat of the tree. Our appetite, we have to have the appetite. He went after man's appetite. That's the only way he can get man, going after man's appetite, going after his weakness. He know he can reach him any other way, any other words and things he couldn't reach him, so he had to work on something God told him not to do. Now, watch this. Now, notice now, if you have a problem and you have a situation that's going on in the first 6 months of your life, the first 6 months of this year, or 4 or 5 months, is going the same way that it went last year. you begin to move in the same direction that you did last year. So, in other words, you're wasting your time. Your time is being wasted. You say, well, but I'm praying. I'm praying. Now, notice what Jesus said. And I read St. John 15. The Lord told me, amen, St. John 15, amen, in the seventh verse, if you abide in me and my words abide in you, you shall ask what you will and shall be done unto you. Now, you're living right. You're walking upright. You're talking with Jesus. Amen. You're talking with God, and there are some benefits. And but one thing, you have to be aware of the trick of the enemy. Beware of his deception, Jesus said. Jesus said in the last days, be not deceived. Be not deceived. Now, Mark has said, and Mark was discussing concerning, amen, the people were saying about Jesus and amen, and that's the time that Judas was betraying Christ, and the 12, he had picked up all the 12, and they were calling Jesus Beelzebub. Notice what Jesus said in the third chapter of Mark. Amen, the third chapter of Mark. Jesus said in the 27th chapter, they call him a devil. And Jesus was saying that, you know, we'll pick up the 23rd verse, and he called him on him and said a parable. If the kingdom is divided against itself, the kingdom cannot stand. They were calling Jesus a Satan. And Jesus said, how can Satan cast out Satan? He said, if the house be divided against itself, cannot stand. If Satan rise up against himself and be divided, it cannot stand, but has an end. No man can enter into the strong man's house. Now watch this now. No man can enter into a strong man's house and spoil his goods except he first bind the strong man, and then he will spoil his house. In other words, whatever you've been trying to get over, whatever you've been trying to get through, and whatever's been happening, amen, in your life, and God has died on the cross, we got the victory. And 1 John 4:4 says, he that is in us is greater than he that is in the world. But we've been praying. But one thing you have forgotten, amen, whatever that problem is, first you got to bind the strong man. To get God's help, you got to bind the strong man. Amen. The time that Daniel was praying, amen, and he was praying in Old Testament and fasting, amen, when the angel came down and bind Satan and kicked him out of the way after so many days, amen, he told Daniel, he said, Daniel, listen, the first day you prayed, amen, God heard you. But the prince of the air was holding up the answer. So here we are. Mark saying, before whatever spirit, let me paraphrase, whatever spirit that's been holding up the answer, because the devil, he works through people. God worked through people. If Satan could walk in the spirit and reveal himself, he would, but he's not going to do that because he don't want to be seen. He don't want to be heard. But he want to use somebody. He want to use something to block your answer from God, to block your answer from God. And one thing, amen, you understand that you have the power. He that is in you is greater than he that is in the world. You have the power. It was a case, and I'm going to turn the lines over, many years ago in the first part of the ministry, in our family, we was in one church, and I was evangelizing at the time, and the Spirit of the Lord spoke to me about a pastor friend of mine, and he was about 20 miles away. And I told my wife that we got to go, and we got up and left the service, told the pastor, excuse me, an emergency, and he understood. Amen. And we got to that church, and when I came into the church, amen, they was praying over this little individual. They was praying over this individual. And the usher said, well, thank God you're here. Amen. We start a revival. Amen. This young man, he'd been talking all different languages and voices. And we've been praying over him and calling on the name of Jesus and this, that, and the other. Before I got there, the Lord gave me Matthew 18:18-19. Say, where two or three touch and agree. Amen. What is bound in heaven is bound on the earth. Amen. So when I got there and the pastor was beginning to talk, I'm glad to see you. Amen. And we're beginning to pray. I said, you know, the Lord gave me by binding the strong man. Amen. And when we bound the strong man, and we prayed to bind the spirit that were disturbing this individual. He was trying to pray, and then he'll fall on the floor. Amen. He'd be trying to pray, and he'll fall on the floor. So people didn't see the spirit, but they heard it through the individual, and they know it was demonic, and they know it wasn't a common thing for the individual. So we bind it, we prayed over him, and binded that spirit. And he came back to himself. And he began to say, I'm so thankful. And he began to confess and testify that he was bothering with Ouija boards. He was bothering with this, that, and the other. And, you know, he got involved in so much thing in college and occult groups. And he didn't know that was that strong in his life until he tried to reach out to Christ. He tried to reach out to Christ. So any problems you have, whatever it might be, alcohol, sickness, or whatever, if you become aware of this, amen, in this program, first you have to bind the strong man. You say, what is a strong man? You try to overcome it, it comes back. You can't overcome it. You have to be praying, but you're not praying with the knowledge that your power that God has given you, amen, you bind that, regardless of whatever it might be. You don't understand what it is, but now you know what it is. It's a spirit. Amen. It might be barring. You love the barring. Amen. Not only the barring, but you love to discuss things. It's a spirit. The enemy uses a spirit. He uses a spirit. Amen. You have such a young desire to do something. It's a spirit. So first, if you cannot understand by yourself, but you can go to Matthew's 18 chapter, amen, and the word say first, like Jesus said, that's why I say the word of God is our lamp. You bind that. You bind it. And watch God begin to work. Watch God begin to work. And look for the answers because of the fact you live by what you speak. You live off the word of God. You live. Amen. Mark said, and Jesus told him, he said that, amen, Mark, Matthew's 18 chapter, I don't want to get too excited here, but Matthew's 18 chapter, amen. I know it works many times. Matthew's 18:17-18, verily I say unto you, whatsoever you shall bind on earth shall be bound in heaven. And whatsoever you shall loosen on earth shall be loosened in heaven. Again, I say unto you, if two of you shall agree on earth as asking anything that they shall ask, it shall be done for them, my Father, which is in heaven. For where two or three gathered together in my name, that's what we're doing in this program. We're coming together. You might know some friends in prayer meetings, and you can call someone, but they have to agree. Amen. Not one somebody sympathizing with you, feel sorry for you. Yeah, no. You have to have somebody say, listen, I need you for the agreement here. Amen. We're going to bind this situation that's over my child, over my husband. Amen. And that God, amen, in heaven, that he will send, amen, he will send ministering spirits that will help you. That would help you. Now I'm trying to slow down here, but Paul told Timothy, amen, concerning seducing spirits in the last days, devil's doctrine, the seducing spirits. Now you know, people, you know people, their activity, how they act and why they do things, and the enemy sends out seducing spirits and ministering spirits that minister to people, agitate them, and talk with them concerning things that he wants them to do. And it's a shame, it's embarrassing. People get up in the church and say, oh, the devil told me this, that, and the other. They don't understand that the enemy is using them. He's inducing their mind and activities, amen, not through television, something they hear on around town, and they carry it out. They walk around and they carry it out. So likewise, the devil takes activities and things he takes and use against God's people. Likewise, God sent out angels of deliverance, angels to minister health, angels to minister debt-free, angels ministering people to help you. Once you speak it out of your mouth, you keep talking it out of your mouth, make sure you Jesus said you can have what you say. You're understanding what you say, and be careful what you say. Amen. You can help yourself by what you say. By what you say. So getting God's help, you have to be aware of the enemy. Don't never talk negative. Oh, that ain't going to happen. That ain't going to happen. Don't never. No, no, no. You're trying to get help. You're trying to get help. So the devil want to deceive you. Amen. Also, in your effort to get help. We are in the new covenant, and you have the power. You have the authority. Amen. To walk on, tread on animals. Amen. Serpents of all kind of spirits, and rebuke them, because you have the power. Amen. Principalities and powers in the air, God has given his people the power. And we have to use it, because we're in a warfare. You use it, and you have to win every fight. Not some fight. God don't want you to lose some fight. You win every fight. Every fight. Finding God's help. Sometimes we need to find who we are in Christ. Amen. The phone lines are open. Amen. And I'm excited about this a little bit. We thank God for having you and you. Amen. But what we give out to you, that God give to me, that you can fight your warfare and build your kingdom for God in your area, that you can be victorious. You can be victorious. Amen. And everything you need, God have it for you. Amen. You can call toll free 1-855-236-2252 or 1-347-215-8816. Amen. Many of you, amen, ministers and pastors, I thank God for you all over. Amen. We are going to extend our time after a while because we have some other things in other days, but I thank God for, if it wasn't for you, we wouldn't have what we have. And God be blessing you and growing you spiritually as well as me as the host. Amen. You can press 1 on the phone. And we thank God for your message. Amen. And the words that you have to share of how to find God help. It might be a testimony, might be a dream or a vision that the Lord has used you, amen, to share. And maybe other things that, because we're learning one from another. Amen. The Holy Spirit uses us as we come together. You can push 1 on your phone. Amen. You can dial 1-855-236-2252. Amen. Toll free 1-347-215-8816. Amen. In today's time, we as children of God, God has given us all power. Not some power. He has given us all power. And the more we practice and aware, amen, in all parts of our life, amen, that the enemy doesn't have all power. God has given us the power through Jesus' name. In Jesus' name, he has given us his name, and he's given us the authority to use in his name. Amen. And when we begin to practice this, and you know for yourself, when you start practicing, amen, the more you do it, the better you understand. And the more you understand, the stronger you get. Amen. We have a caller, area code 305. The last four digits is 4271. Area code 305-4271.
Bless you, Bishop.
Man, you on the, God bless you, Doctor. How you doing?
I'm doing well. How about you?
Well, thank God. Thank God. Thank God. We have the victory. We have the victory.
Yeah. Sitting here listening, and I think that this is another moment where the Lord is speaking to the church. I find that if you, the way I get help from God is through agreement. Mm-hmm. I got to agree with him. Amen. Mm-hmm. I see when I have opposition in my mind, and the scripture is telling me to go left, you see.
Mm-hmm.
And I got something else in my mind, but yet I feel like I know the voice of the Lord, and I feel like I want to follow him, but I got something else in my mind. Well, God is all-knowing, you see, and the whole thing is to agree with him. Amen. Mm-hmm. And you'll see that the power of God. See, it don't work. It don't work unless you in agreement. Unless you letting the Holy Ghost lead you. You see, you can feel like that. You can feel like you in control, but you got to recognize that no. If you want to get the job done and be successful, you got to agree with God. Amen. Now, I'm looking at the fact that Jesus said that if you seen me, you seen the Father. Now, he was talking about, now, he's the Son of God.
Mm-hmm.
You see, he's a man, but he's talking about walking in oneness with the Father. The Father in him, and he in the Father, and that's what you was talking about. Believe where you were saying in your scripture, you said, I in the Father, and the Father in me. You see what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Believe on me. You see what I'm saying? That wasn't it said. He said, let the word abide in you.
Mm-hmm.
You see? And you in the word. See, that's agreement right there. And that what that enhances, that's what causes, you understand, demons to bow down to you in agreement.
Mm-hmm.
And I say this, you remember when he sent during this measure, he sent the 70 out, and he told them where to go and what he told them what to say.
Mm-hmm.
And they did exactly what he said, and they went where he told them to go. And the spirits was in obedience to them. You see what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
And so this is the thing that helps us quite a bit. Even in church, Paul, the word came to Paul. He said, "You all mind the same things, speak the same things," and I don't have to tell you. You know better than I do. You can preach all day, but until the folk come in agreement with what the Spirit is saying through you, you see, even you feel like you have been successful when that happens. Now, you might not get all of them, but you get just those that the Lord is issuing at. You see what I'm saying? And that's what makes you feel better. And even when you feel like you faltered and you failed, you didn't feel like you did it the way. Then the Spirit of God, he comes and strengthens you and lets you know that, cause you in agreement. You understand? You didn't fail. You see.
Yeah.
So that's what I'm kind of looking at. You talking about how we get help from God. Amen. God is a loving God. He is the God. He is love. You understand?
Amen.
But then yes, what about me? You know? I know he love. I know he reigns on the just as well as the unjust. But where do I stand? Am I just or am I walking in injustice? You get what I'm saying? That's what it's all about. I got to come in agreement. And not only that, I got to come in agreement when I love you. When you love your brother, you got to come in agreement with him. You can't be different from it. Amen. You see? So it goes on and on. And there are so many things that God did. Amen. I'm thinking about the time as the lady had the spirit of divination, and she just kept on telling Paul, these are men of the Most High God. And she went on and on. Now, Paul was aggravated.
Mm-hmm.
You see what I'm saying? But the agreement was in him. The Spirit of God dealt with him, and he cast the thing out. You see what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
So we walk worthy of the vocation where we are called. I don't come changing things, getting away from certain traditions, you see. When you walk in out of agreement with God, that will happen. You come with, you say, well, we doing a new thing, yeah, is it in line with what the Spirit is trying to do? Because it's not only affecting me, it's affecting everybody in the church, you see?
Yeah.
So the agreement is, Aaron, that's me, will you hear what thus said the Lord? If it comes through a child, would you yield to that? Amen.
Mm-hmm.
Would you know the difference? Amen.
Mm-hmm.
I don't care what your emotional state is or what you thinking. Amen. But you got to come in agreement. And that's where the thing about salvation. We are saved, yes, because we say, Lord, take my life and fix it. You see?
Mm-hmm.
But yet, amen, after he fixes us, will we stand up and walk for him? Now he gonna fix us and we gonna be looking like Jesus, but now are you gonna be able to stand and walk like Jesus? That's where the rubber meets the road. Amen.
Mm-hmm.
So that's what I'm kinda looking at, Bishop, right there.
All right. Amen. I feel it. I know you feel it. All right. 954-4427. Amen. Amen. 954. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. God bless you.
It's great to be on call as usual. Always love the topics. You know, this thing, how do we get God to help us? You know, make me think about in the natural, when a son try to imitate the father, you come in sometimes and the son, the father come in from work and may take off his shoe or coat or something, uniform, and the son will go over there and try to imitate the father by putting on his trying to step in his shoes or put on his shirt or jacket or something and pretend he's him. Jesus said, by love and kindness has he drawn them. And God is love. And Jesus said he don't do that which the Father tell him to do. So Jesus is imitating the Father, and the Father is love. And God asked us, the only commandment he asked us to do is to love one another. So when we are loving one another, then we're imitating God. And when we're imitating him, he'll come in then and assist us in whatever we're doing, so because of the simple fact that we are trying to imitate him. That's what it's all about. It's all about us showing love, because we're made in God's image. And being made in his image, he's expecting us to display or the characteristics of our Creator, or God. So anytime we're going back, you know, God tells us, you know, to do one or two things for your enemy. Either pray for them or give them a gift. God don't want us to do anything but show love to one another. And he said, vengeance is mine. So if we want to get God to come and help us, then imitate God. And he'll be right there to assist us in whatever we're doing. He'll shield us and he'll keep us because we're doing the one thing that he asked us to do. God said that the only thing that we have to give is love. So that's the only thing that we can vow is to give love, because that's all the only thing that we have to give. So if we want God to come and help us, we need to imitate God.
Amen. Very good. My mind fell on that that the false prophet was going to speak over Israel. Amen. He wasn't in on love. He was about reward. And God said, no, not so, not my people. Amen. If you want to get God help, you got to come to God in love. Amen. And very good, very good. All right. And we're rolling along right here. And those of you can't have hatred and different things in your heart. Amen. That's what the royal commandment, love your neighbor as yourself. Love got to be in this equation. Amen. If you come into God, you can't have animosity and stuff in your heart. Amen. You got to have love and forgiveness of others. Amen. Because you trying to, when you go to the bank and you walk up there and ask the lady, give me my money. Give me my money. Says, sir, well, you got to have, do you have a number? Do you have, but my money is in the bank. Well, I'm sorry. We would give it to you if it's in here. I was in the pharmacy and the lady said, I need my man. The pharmacist said, well, ma'am, if you got a number, a PIN number, just tap it in there, and then I will give you your package. But I can't do anything, ma'am. I can take your word for it, but that machine there, you got to have the proper information. So when we come to God, we expecting God to help us, but no, you got the right attitude, got the right character, forgiveness of heart. Amen. He will, because we're back to the thing Satan, he carried those little spirits belong to the devil. Unforgiveness, hatred, all those little things that the devil done sent out. And we as a human being, we are free moral agents. We carry those things, our mind, our imaginations, and he clicks on that, and the enemy that's used that, and God sees it. We might not think it's nothing, but God sees it. And it blocks our prayers and our concession. Amen. Those that want to accept Christ, say, Lord, forgive me, and Lord, forgive me of my transgression. I forgive those that transgress against me. You know, the model Lord's Prayer is a model prayer, and it means a lot. It means a lot. All right, we're going out of state. Area code 910-910, last four digits 6600. God bless you.
God bless you, Bishop. Good topic tonight. One of the ways I look at getting God's attention is to go into not only forgiving your brothers and forgiving others of sins and things, or you know, issues that you have between each other. I think that's one of the key things. Sometimes we hold on to issues that we have between our brothers or our sisters. And, you know, Jesus told us if we have an ought against our brother or sister, to leave our gift, to leave our offering, don't even bring the offering unless we, you know, let that issue go. So that's one of the ways. First of all, if we're having an issue with one of our brothers or sisters, I feel like we need to get the issue squared away and correct it before we can even go to God. And, you know, sometimes some of the things that we're praying for is being held back because we're holding an issue or we're holding a grudge against our brother or sister and we haven't released it. And we're walking around with unforgiveness. Sometimes you can be walking around with unforgiveness for years against your, it could be a parent, you know, you're walking around with a loved one or a friend. You can walk around with unforgiveness for years and that thing will begin to eat at you like cancer. If you don't careful, you know, it'll eat at you, you know, from the inside out to where you can't even function. And a lot of times that person has done went on with their life and they ain't even thinking about it, and you still holding on to it, and you wonder why things is being held up. And you sometimes you begin to sow, and you begin to you're sowing offerings, and you begin to question church, and you begin to question the church and say, wait a minute, something wrong with this church. I've been sowing into this ministry, and I ain't reaping the harvest. And you begin to question God and say, God, wait a minute, now you told me in Scripture, if I sow it, I'm going to reap it. Where is my offering at? Where is my seed at? Where is my harvest? And you begin to ask God, what is really going on? And the root cause of the matter is you've been holding a grudge against somebody for years. And ain't realized it, and ain't acknowledged it, and ain't released it and let it go. And when you begin to do that, that's when you will see that harvest come forth, and that's when you will see your blessings come forth, because you release that offense. And when you do, you know, go to them, acknowledge it. If they don't want to accept it, then you got it off of you, you know, because you know, I've been in a situation before where somebody got offended with me, and I didn't know I offended them. You know, I went to them and apologized, but they didn't want to accept it. But you know, I had realized, well, I did my part. It's up to them now. You know, I've done my part. I've released the offense. You know, now I'm going to move on. And then, you know, me personally, I believe in a lot of fasting and praying. You know, the scripture said Daniel prayed 3 times a day. I believe in taking it to another notch. I believe in praying as many times as I get a chance during the day, throughout the evening, throughout the night. I try to my best to steal away and get into a position of prayer, and that's where you get God's attention. It's those that diligently seek him. It's the ones that God hear. When you diligently coming after him, you ain't just saying, you know, your particular times. It's when you can say, normally I pray at 5 a.m, well, today I'm going to get up at 3 a.m, I'm going to pray, you know, or you know, you might come and say, well, I done prayed twice today. Well, I'm going to pray 2 more times. You know, those are the things that get God's attention. When we're serious about the things of him, and we're not putting other things before him, but we putting him first, you know, instead of everything else. We put everything else in our lives. Sometimes we have to be careful because we'll put so many other things first besides him. And that's very powerful to me, just to understand how many things you can do before you actually – in the morning time, before you actually acknowledge God, do you pick up your phone first? Do you trying to check things, what your voicemails, or you trying to check your messages, or you trying to check other things rather than get into the presence of God when you first wake up? You know, those are the things that get God's attention when you have a sincere heart to seeking his face, you know, not just one time a day, but continuously. I just wanted to share that tonight, Bishop.
Very good, very good. And I thought about the where people using these worldly cell phone to pray as a heavenly cell phone. Amen. Let's look at it that way, as a heavenly cell phone. And you stay on the line. Amen. You stay on the line, and God's presence is always there. And through God's presence, he works through other people. People can walk. That's how I got this this broadcast. I was visiting to a program, and the man, one of the apostles walked up and said, you want to extend your ministry? And I prayed about it, but I forgot about it. He said, why don't you know, take this website and do such a thing. And I said, well, Lord, I thank you. You know, because the ministry is supposed to go abroad and whatever. And because of God used people, those that need a job, you just move around. And, amen, don't be set around the sparrow sit around. He'd be bankrupt. And birds fly around because that's what God gave him to do. God tell
That's
us
it.
To go. Amen. He told us to go. There's 6 things I wanted to share before we get off the air. Amen. Things that they think the devil got power, but once you become a child of God, you can extend your life, your success, by realizing he that is in you is greater. Amen. I think my brother, you still back on the air? You was going to say something? Amen. All right, there were 6 things, amen. This author here, John Evazener, amen, the prophet, the book called Stolen Property Return, he was saying there's 6 things, 6 ways to die, amen. The enemy, God has taken the power from the devil. And some things you can do yourself, you might not recognize it, and you fault God for it. like our brother brought, Ella brought up about things we fought God for. Amen. You can die by your own hands. That's one. You can die by the hands of others. You can die from the fear and death. That's what Job said. Job said the thing that he feared the most. That's why Paul told Timothy, God has not given us the spirit of fear. And also, number four, that you can die when you break the natural laws, you know, jumping off, trying to be Superman, and all these different things that you try the enemy to psych you up to be. You can die by being overcome by aging. And you can die from diseases or sickness. Now, remember, we fought God for everything. The enemy wants us to discredit God. And but the book of Mark, 16 chapters, these are signs that follow those that believe. You lay hands on the sick and they shall recover, and cast out devils. So we exercise what God has given us through His word. His word tell us in love to forgive, because unforgiveness, my God, that's what Jesus, if Jesus died on the cross, He said, no, I'm not going to forgive him. We'd be in the same problem. So Jesus died and He forgave us for our sin, because Jesus went to the cross and died for all our sins. And all we have to do is ask God. We don't have to go through anything else, because Jesus did the sacrifice. How to get God's attention? Amen. You have to accept Him as your Lord and Savior. Read the Word. And He wants us to grow as a tree. And this is what basically many times this program is geared to, helping us to grow, to be better Christians and show our life in growth and victory. We have the victory already. When you get in those boxes, get in the ring, amen, in aspiring partner, amen. He said, well, who am I going to fight? Well, I'm going to fight the man that never lost a fight. But he always got one weakness. He always threw an uppercut. When he started dancing, he's going to throw an uppercut. So you go out and find an aspiring partner to act just like him. Every man that's going to box somebody, they go and find a sparring partner. So when that man starts jumping around, you know, to throw that hook. Amen. So the thing is, God wants us to know what the devil tricks is. The devil trick is deception and temptation. Deception and temptation, and he try to tie you up in the word. He deceive you. He try to deceive. He throw out temptations. Amen. And he tries to seduce us to do things. But he's not going to jump out there and show himself. Amen. So we have to be aware. Amen. We're asking God for help for certain things, and we know we don't need it, but we need to pray. Amen. Paul has said, man should always pray. So prayer is number one, but you got to pray in love. You got to pray in love. All right, the lines are open. We have always a good discussion. Amen. We have grandparents out there that dealing with youth. We have grandparents out there carrying the load of all their children and the lack of teaching and things. All right, 954-4427. 954-4427.
Yes, I just wanted to close out and just say that, you know this thing we. In this time and age now, with the way the times are, we're truly in evil times. And if ever we need to not focus on flesh and bone, but to focus on the spirit of people, is now. Mm-hmm. Because we live in a time now that evil seems like wrong is just being received for right now. And there's more. We look all through the media and all the neighbors, and moral values are just seem to have slipped away from this country, and seem like now people voice their anger publicly, whether it's running for political office or just every day, you just see where people, the moral values are gone. So it's time that we stop looking at the flesh and bone that's in front of us and start looking at the spirit operating in that flesh and know that, hey, it's the love of God has got to return back to this nation. Otherwise, you know, we are hopeless.
Very good, very good. In the days of Noah and Lot, that's what Jesus said, in these last days, amen, the days of Noah and Lot. You know, Noah was going crazy. The people was going crazy. Amen. The same situation happening now. But Paul has said once down that way, sin abound, God's grace is much more abounding. Amen. All the soldiers of Christ. Amen. All right. Area code 305-4271. Area code 305.
Bishop, the whole world now, this broadcast is a help to the whole world. See, God is talking to the whole world. The Father wants to save all of us. Amen.
Yes, sir.
He want to save all of us. He want to save the Muslims. He want to save the homosexuals. He want to save us all. But what the thing is, man seems to be, he fits in, he think he's in his position by just. But see, we have to work with his plan. We were talking about it. Others were talking about how we have to love God. Well, he so loved the world that he gave his son. Amen. Mm-hmm. And we have to come in, he have to what? God have to, we come in agreement with him. And when you said, Lord, have mercy, you see, Lord, save me. See, he knows what you're talking about.
Yes,
but see, what he going to do is give us, just like he did you and I. He gave us to Jesus. Amen.
Mm-hmm.
So we are walking in it tells you, walk worthy of the vocation wherein you're called. You got to love the Lord. Amen. He has to be a priority. Now he going to keep his word. Jesus said all things are possible. If you believe, you see. In other words, you'll get help if you believe. Now,
ask you for a quick prayer, and I want two more brothers to come on and give me two more prayers. I knew they came to my mind. Ask for three quick prayers on this program for those that are seeking God. Go right ahead and give me about two quick prayers. Three prayers. All right, brother, go ahead. You got about 20 seconds.
Father, thank you for your great love. We thank you for this program. We thank you for all that have spoken tonight and all those that are listening. We pray, God, you help us and bring us out, get us prepared for that great day in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Amen. All right. We're going to 954-4427. 4427.
Lord God, we thank you that we come to this union each week, that we will come with clear minds, that, Father God, we can be spiritually strengthened, that as we go forth each day, that we will, Father God, be able to speak boldly and speak word that will edify and strengthen our brothers and sisters as we go out each day and face the trials that come into our lives. In Jesus' name.
All right. 910-6600.
Father, we thank you for this opportunity to speak your word. We thank you, God, for every listener, God. We thank you, Lord God, for strengthening them in their mind, strengthening them in their body, strengthening them in their spirit, man. We thank you, Lord God, for giving them the power to overcome whatever they're going through in their life. We thank you, God, and we praise you for another opportunity just to give you praise and give you glory and another opportunity to come together, Lord God. We thank you and we praise you, God. We thank you after the hearing of your word that their lives will never be the same. In the name of Jesus, we pray. Amen.
Amen. Lord, we thank you, Jesus. In the book of Matthew, Book of Mark 3:27, you say we bind the strong man, and we all agree in according to Matthew's 18, chapter 18 and 19 verse, we're in agreement to bind every strong man, every stronghold of all our listeners' programs. In the name of Jesus, you give us authority in the name of Jesus to bind every spirit of sickness, poverty, distress, and evil. In the name of Jesus, God, we give you the praise. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen, amen, and amen.